Bowley and his recruiting troop marched off, drums beating. The four leverets were all admiration for their companion.
I say, well done, old lad.
Spoke their lingo too, good show.
Tough-looking crew, but you out-toughed them well.
Yes, very basic beast hedgehogs, don't you think?
Bowley glared at young Foghill.
Aye, but not as chattery as hers. Now, where's those mice you told me about, Rumpwald?
Oh, them. About 2 hours march west of here, old lad.
Well, get those drums to banging good and loud. We're going to recruit them. And I'm not, old lad. I'm Bowley Pintips, right?
Marielle had her paws full in the gazehouse. It was a constant strain, trying to hold back Mooter and Rab from breaking out to attack the rats on the stairway. Both the badger and the otter were growing more impatient by the hour. They did not seem to realise that it was vital the gatehouse be held. Snorting their impatience, they lumbered around, banging the door hard with their paws. Then the mouse maid had an idea. She had been peeking out of the window, watching the arrows and sling stones of her friends on the valley floor as they shot upward to the plateau at the hoard in the open drawbridge space. A sideways glance, and she could see the horde firing back in retaliation. The Foxwolf and Silvermord could be heard as they yelled commands at their troops.
Front ranks! Archers and slingers! Fire!
Over there, you fools! Fire higher!
There! Can't you see them?
Advance out into the drawbridge! Cut down the range!
The mouse maid waited until 40 or 50 archers and slingers were halfway out onto the open drawbridge. Then she turned to her two silent companions.
Take the drawbridge up, quick!
Glad to be doing something, the two beasts threw themselves upon the turning handles. The drawbridge went up like a rocket under their joint berserk strength. Marielle watched in delight as screaming rats slid backward, though most tried clinging to the rough wood. She let her paw fall in a chopping motion.
Down, drawbridge!
Leaping clear of the handles, Rab and Mooter kicked the trip lever. There was an ear-splitting squeal, and the handles spun in a blare, followed by a loud thud as the drawbridge crashed back down. Three rats were flung into the moat. The others lay stunned and groaning. Mooter played with the winding handle like a toy, lifting and dropping the massive structure in small movements. It was a clear warning to the horde that they would not be allowed to use the drawbridge. Nagru was beside himself with fury.
A mouse maid and two half-baked casualties controlling the only entrance or exit to my castle? Never! Grutch, take archers up to the south battlements. They should be able to send arrows through the gatehouse window from there.
The Foxwolf looked around until his eyes rested on a hulking horde rat, far taller and stronger built than most.
Lumber, take 50 good fighters, use armour, spears and shields, and take the gatehouse. Smash the door and bring me the heads of those three beasts. Silvermord, take a third of our entire force up to the battlements. It'll be much easier to fire on the enemy from there.